I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome to October's Very Own, a podcast about Drake with me, Dan, and Eric.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I have some good news I've been saving for the podcast. We're almost at the end. Mm-hmm. We have like four episodes left.
Yeah, I kind of lost count.
Good news. We've been renewed for another month.
Oh!
So we're going to keep going.
Yeah. That's what I've been wanting all month. I don't regret this at all.
Okay. You didn't. I just wanted to see how you reacted.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, here we are again talking about Drake.
We're so close to the end.
We're close to the end. Like,
we can
feeling
see
good.
The finish line.
Yeah. I'm like.
And
I'm,
our nipples are bleeding. And we've diarrheaed our running
shorts pants.
Completely. But like our body's shutting down.
But we're going to make it.
Yeah.
And we're going to power through and it's going to feel rewarding, I think. So today on the pod, we are talking about why is it funny to make jokes about Drake.
I don't think it's funny.
I know you think it's funny. It's the
no,
whole
it's
point you wanted
funny.
To do this.
It's not funny.
We have some esteemed guests today. Jeff and Eric Rosenthal of It's the Real.
They're full of steam.
Yeah, they're full of steam. Hello, guys.
Hey, we have not talked about Drake for a solid 27 days yet. But I guess you guys have.
Yeah, we're happy to be the Gatorade to your guys' marathon.
It's good to have you on.
If you could just sing Eye of the Tiger on the sidelines
no
while we
problem.
Finish this up.
Yeah.
Well, no, because we got to license it.
Oh, yeah. So sing something similar to Eye of the Tiger, but if you could change Tiger to like a panther or
it's
something.
Like Vision of the Leopard.
But you guys, you know, you guys do hip-hop comedy, you know, you guys write about stuff, and so Drake, obviously, I mean, like, we came up with this podcast idea when we were just making jokes about Drake.
Behind the scenes there.
Well, behind the scenes, and we thought it'd be, you know, a good vehicle to discuss culture in general and all of that. But I think I'm kind of curious what, you know, I just want to ask you guys, why is Drake funny?
Well, he's Jewish.
He's Canadian. He's just like works perfectly. Don't you think that he is the embodiment? He's like an evolved sort of like personality, you know? He is somebody
meaning
who,
like a Pokemon.
I do. Exactly.
He's like a Pokemon.
He's Super Saiyan rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you've lost us. Yeah, but right. Yeah. Where, how many minutes are
I'll
we?
Still in Dragon Ball if you want.
But I think that he's somebody who understands that it's all right to make fun of himself. Like he walks in and he's just like, I don't care. Go fine. Make fun of me and I'm going to make things that you're going to make fun of, you know?
Yeah.
He's all right with that.
I think that with Drake, with anybody, there you always need a hook to, like, you know, make fun of somebody, especially, like, you know, doing an impression of somebody, anything to make fun of him, and he's got so many hooks.
Yeah.
Like, he's Jewish. His eyebrows are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he
I mean,
always
crazy
makes,
nice. They're really sharp and good, right? Are we saying they're bad?
No, they're like, I'm just saying that they're noticeable.
They're
like,
distinct.
There's
yeah.
so many things about him that you're just like, oh, like, that's different.
Okay, those two things he was born with, right? He you know, he was born Jewish, and he was born with, you know, eyebrows that look like that, right? But now I'm curious as to whether he, like, gets the tattoos that we make fun of for the comedy. Like he's like 100%. He's like, fuck it, let's you know get Sade. Like I you know why not?
Right. The man loves a meme.
The man does love a meme.
Yeah,
that was the first episode we did.
Actually, maybe the meme is a man.
Hello.
Whoa. I think we can end. But.
I don't think. I mean, I think you made a good point, which is that like everybody who's ever been, like a lot of people who are famous have a very distinct hook to them and something that you can exaggerate for a comedic effect when doing an impression. Like SNL has done this with every president for the last like 40 years. But like, is Drake? I don't see a lot of Drake like impersonations.
Well, there's things that happen. So when we started out our career 10 years ago, we were doing weekly sketches. So on YouTube, we would just put up sort of topical things. And we would do some live action stuff. We would animate some stuff. When Drake broke his leg, mm-hmm. right, playing basketball and was...
I mean, he tore his ACL.
That's what it was. He tore his ACL on tour and he had to, like, you know, take the stage at the BET Awards, maybe.
He was sitting on a stool, yeah.
Yeah, on a stool. His performances were certainly, like, affected by that. We did a video about that, made fun of him, had, like, you know, the big eyebrows, had him in, like, a wheelchair, whatever it was, made fun of the whole thing.
How does Eric Sunderman just laugh at the wheelchair?
Yeah, no, a wheelchair is a very funny
thing. Don't edit that out.
Yeah, yeah. No, but he had such a good sense of humor about it, he put it up on his, on the October Very Own...
Oh, really?
Blogspot. Like, so they were with it. They totally understood even back then. So 2007, 2008, something like that. That, you know, it's all things go.
Now, does that take the fun out of it for you guys who are in the business of, like, making jokes?
Yeah,
after
fuck
people.
You, Drake. How dare you enjoy my work?
No, but, like, after somebody's in on the joke,
right.
Does that make it harder? Like, I genuinely think that Trump watches SNL and sees Alec Baldwin and like stews in his hatred, and that's very funny. Like that's much funnier than the impression to me.
Right.
The fact that it's getting his groin or whatever.
Are you comparing Drake to Donald Trump right now?
I'm using him as a parasite. But does that take the fun away from it a little bit when it's like
I think it takes the fun out of it a little bit if the product is not good, right? So if Drake goes on SNL and he decides, like, okay, you guys wrote that sketch idea and I'm going to be part of it, and it turns out crappy, then it's bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have a problem with him going on SNL being like, yo, I have a good sense of humor about myself and let's make fun of myself. I put the onus more on the writers for not knowing, like, you know, him as well as maybe other people would, right?
And that's also, if we're just going to go back to the Trump thing real quick.
Okay.
That's also what
if
made...
If we must, says the man who is taking this in a direction.
That's part of what made Trump's SNL so inherently bad. I mean, aside from the fact that he's just a fucking monster, but, you know, he does not have a reputation for making fun of himself. And so all of the skits were extremely tame. And he was, like, not willing to really put himself out there. Like, the biggest that he did, actually, was the Hotline Bling.
Yeah, right,
parody,
exactly.
Where he danced kind of goofy together. For, like, 10 seconds. But, like, Drake, I'm thinking back to Drake's episode, and the one, I think they've done this as a reoccurring bit, maybe, where he's, like, a dad, and he basically looks like his father. Like, mm-hmm. he has a big mustache, and he comes out, and A.D. Bryant's, like, super horny for him.
Right.
And I think that's a really funny skit, because it's kind of a nod to, like, yeah, I know I got this dad vibe going, but I can roll
sweaters.
With it. Yeah. And he you know, sort of talks like, all right, girls. You know, like, he does that right. kind of thing.
I just love the fact that, like, the biggest rapper arguably in the world, right? Like, the most, like, culturally sort of aware and popular person is willing to go that route. Like, that he's willing to go on SNL and make fun of himself is awesome.
Yeah, but I think it even extends, like, beyond that, right? Like, he's somebody who puts different parts of himself out there because he knows that, one, they're funny, and two, he's just being himself, and, like, he's proud of the idea that he can just be himself. So whether it's, you know, getting an experience shower, which is basically, like, you know, bathing in a rave, like, in his home, like, he does all these things that are just like, what are you...
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah,
please,
of course.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so
explain
basically...
Explain to our listeners who might not be aware of Drake's
how
shower.
Does nobody know what Drake's shower is?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been talking about him for 27 days now. But it's basically his shower also lights up Like, okay.
It's like you're showering in like
a mood or like a vibe.
Yeah, like a like a Virgin America airline, you know?
Oh, right.
Like you're in the cabin and it's sort of purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like he'll do all these like things that you're just like, who else? Like, why? I feel like the question, if I was ever to have like a real conversation with Drake, it would just be why? Like, why? Like, almost like everything he does, you're just like, oh, like that's so different. Why would you do that?
Yeah. And he weirdly makes it work. And the thing that is kind of interesting to me about it all is that he still somehow is doing this, but then also having this successful music career, too.
Right. Yeah. Like, which do you think is weirder for him, by the way? Like, the totally dorky dad vibe or the more, like, practiced street vibe?
Definitely the latter. I think you saw, like, I think I maybe mentioned this on a previous episode, probably, but there,
are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm good.
To me, it's just like one blur in the rearview mirror.
Fuck it. But you really saw it with the episode or the episode of SNL that he just hosted last year. It was right around when Views came out, and he performed. He hosted and then he performed. And there's a skit. He plays as this like used car salesman or something, and then he follows that one with a performance of that song Hype, which I think is maybe one of the worst Drake songs, but it's like such like tough guy vibe, and it's like bouncing between those, and it's like, ooh, this is actually maybe not quite working for you like maybe it has in the past,
right?
But I think like that was like an illustration of those two things,
the duality of man,
the duality of man.
And what's amazing is Drake has opened himself up to ridicule. Like, if you're Meek Mill in that time when they're going at each other, you have a ton of material, and he just didn't do anything, right? Like, it's just there.
Shout out to Meek Mill's front flip.
Yes, at the at the Sixers. Yeah. It was amazing.
He did a front flip.
One of the things that I think is...
You really need to up your meme game.
Memes was episode one. We're on like 26 now.
39.
Episode 100.
Right.
My nightmare is just being like, hey, welcome to October's very own. This is episode 203. One of the things that I think is really interesting, too, about like what you guys are saying, and I feel like we talk a lot about how he's impacted hip hop, and particularly in a way where it's made it less, you know, it's more okay to be sensitive and like questioning what it is to be a man, questioning is what it is to be like a rapper. And I just like, I love too that he's breaking down this like fourth wall that says like rappers can't be funny, because he is legitimately like the biggest rapper. And can you just think about the biggest rapper in like 1997 if like SNL had made fun of DMX? Like, they would have been terrified.
Yeah.
He would have just come to 30 Rock and just, like, shook them up and, like, beat Lorne Michaels.
Right. Well, it's also different because they didn't have any black writers back then.
Right.
Right.
But I think it's very clear that, like, Drake and his friends, like, grew up, like, loving comedy. Like, even in the middle of, like, some of the first videos or the second run of videos when they did, like, Started From the Bottom and other ones where they had, like, skits in the middle that starred his friends, and like whether those were legitimately funny is obviously like very questionable, but they all wanted to like have a certain sense of humor about everything, and I like that it's part of his sort of...
I think that if were it still around, or were he famous, more famous during its height, I think Drake would have been like, hey, my agent... I don't think he knows the agent's name, so he just...
Yeah,
he's
just, hey, agent.
Hey, agent.
This is a good Drake impression.
Thank you. Can you get me on Jackass? I would love to be on Jackass.
I can see Drake on Jackass.
He would love it.
We should talk to Spike Jones, who works at Vice, about bringing Jackass back.
In a periphery role where he doesn't have to do any of the heavy lifting. Like, remember in the movie, Henry Rollins was in it?
Oh, yeah.
And he just drove, like, a truck while Steve-O got a tattoo in the backseat. Yeah. I could see Drake doing something like that.
Was Drake on Punk'd?
No. Punk's not... When was
like, no, they did one season, that sort of comeback season, where they had like Meek involved and like...
Oh,
some
I don't
other
think
people.
I actually know about that.
Oh, well, Did you cut the cord? Yeah.
Did Spike say you couldn't watch it?
Spike said I couldn't watch that. I could see Drake being like, speaking of Spike, remember his old guy character? Like,
Drake,
for sure.
Definitely,
you put him in makeup, he would love that. He would get way into 100%.
Do you remember there was an 88 Keys video with Kanye West where they dressed up in like old man and like actually tried to do that whole thing?
Yeah.
Now, do you guys think that Drake had aspirations to like do stand up like John Mayer did?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I feel like it's definitely crossed his mind.
Yeah. I'm really surprised that we've never seen Drake on one of the Comedy Central roasts. In fact...
Oh, but I think it's probably a more Comedy Central thing than him. Like, I think that if he had his druthers, like, he would absolutely do it.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, they for a long time, it was like, hey, here's an old person, and we're going to make fun of them. Mm-hmm. And then now it's like the last one that really had an impact was Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so now I think that they would probably... invite him on, but
they
it was
still
just like
do those. I don't really watch Comedy Central.
Wow, you're just
again cut the cord.
Yeah, Eric is just shitting all over Viacom. But what's it called? I think that Drake, you know, he's a theater kid, and he is up for anything.
I mean, look at the cover of fucking More Life. He's like dressed up like an old guy. You know, he's got a pipe. And it's really weird.
Yeah, I think that everything that he does is always like thinking
take care
of
he had a goblet. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like everything he does, he's just like, how can I elevate this to make it like be like a conversation around it? Like he's like, I don't take myself too seriously. It's always about like, is it a vibe or not? You know,
that's okay. So
a moment. He says a moment.
That's on the best end of the spectrum. What do you guys think about like all the enablers in his camp who were like, yo, Drake, when you told that joke at like, you know, the hotel the other night, it kills.
Oh, I think that he thinks he's hilarious.
Drake definitely thinks he's the funniest.
But also, I don't know, though. People who think they're funny are all off, obviously, like just never funny. But I think that if you let Drake do. I mean, you guys do like live stuff. Do you think if Drake was in an improv skit, he could hold his own?
100%.
Because I think he could. And that's.
I think he's quick.
So I think he actually is funny. But yeah, maybe like his people tell him he's.
I mean, he gets gassed up. I mean, like Views is an example of him getting super gassed.
Yo, he's
going to
dish you so badly.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't have said anything.
I would kill for a Drake diss about me. That would be the ultimate finale.
There's going to be a line where he says something like, you know. And they talk about me for 31 days.
No. Yeah.
And we're going to know.
We're going to know that it's about us.
Yeah. Or he's going to say, like, Sunderman, more like, not Funderman.
Wow.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, we're just writing this for you, Drake. We know you're listening.
Yeah. You want to know what? I bet that he actually would listen. Like.
Yeah. I mean, we're hoping that
Because he has a good sense of humor, or listen because he's just like, they better not make fun of me.
No, I think he does like being made fun of.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, why else did he, like, why else did he follow us on Twitter, right? Like, it's not... Because we were talking about him a lot.
Humble brag.
No, that was... First of all, that was a braggle brag. That was a complete braggle brag.
Wait, does he still follow you?
Yeah.
Wow, so you guys might be our best route to get in.
Yeah, definitely so, hit him up.
He doesn't read our DMs, but like...
There's 5 days left.
Can I see your phone real quick?
Right? Yeah.
Just because I wanted to just check.
You know who follows me on Twitter? Lana Del Rey.
Yeah,
we're going to start bragging.
Wait, DM her and be like, hey,
I have.
That's the Nardwar route.
What was the content of these DMs?
Asking for interviews.
Really?
Very respectful.
It wasn't like,
nothing. But she only follows like 900 people. She definitely had to have seen them. It was
double down.
I think I've done a couple of them.
Yeah.
But it's been over the years because she's followed me for like since like 2010 or something, or like since like right before video games. I think she maybe just was like starting to get famous and saw like a blogger wrote about her and was like, ooh. And then I've just been there since. But no, she hasn't responded to me at all.
I would hope that at some point, like, Drake hangs out with like the really successful comedians and sort of like works his way into like feature films in a way that like maybe Jon Hamm has into comedies.
We've been talking about this. I think his break into like the Apatow crowds movies is right around the corner. Like, if he has,
but he did that. He did Anchorman. Anchorman 2.
But who remembers that? No, I think like all a of substantial. Yeah, he was such a blip. Like, I think a substantial role where he actually, I could see him. I think we've talked about this, but our whole episode is now. I was like, yeah, I think we've talked about this. But, I think he's up for like a substantial, like semi-serious, semi-funny, like funny people or. What's Apatow's like other like serious or like an Aziz Ansari Master of None type of thing?
Oh, like an actual dark thing.
Yeah, like something that's
not
like,
dark, but I
it's serious. It's semi-serious. Yeah. It's dramatic comedy.
Yeah.
Right? I think he's up for a dramatic comedy soon.
He's so famous that I wonder like how he would change his look to sort of, you know, adapt to that. Talk about another Spike Jonze movie. You remember when what's her name? From the Jim Carrey movie.
Go back to our Jim Carrey.
She was in The Mask. Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yeah. That was her debut role.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When she changed her look significantly in...
Adaptation?
No. What was it? The first one.
Oh, Being John Malkovich.
Being John Malkovich. Yes. She went like extreme so you wouldn't know it was her.
Yeah.
Would Drake do that? Would he
shave his eyebrows?
Shave the eyebrows, yeah. Shave all body hair. Just start over. Would he do that?
We really got to do an episode
hairless
on
man.
Drake's eyebrows. I don't know. Like, I keep saying that I would see him doing some, at least initially, some version of himself. Like, I would see him playing some, like, cool celebrity type role where he doesn't have to change up that much.
I think it would be, I'm just trying to think, it would be jarring, I think, for me if I was to sit down and watch a movie and like Drake was like a supporting role. Like if he was, like if he, I don't know why my brain went here, but like if he was Jon Stewart in Big Daddy, like, you know, like, like whereas right. like I don't, like if it was just, it would be like
the role Jon Stewart hates.
Yeah. Like this is, oh, that's just Drake. Like,
I don't, this but is, people said that about Wheelchair Jimmy when he was rapping.
Wait, you can't say wheelchair, or else Eric will start cracking up.
Damn it.
Wheelchairs aren't funny. But people said the same thing when he started rapping.
Yeah, and it took
him, Wheelchair Jimmy. I can't get over that.
And it took him like 4 years probably to be actually considered.
What's four years to a immortal like Drake?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, will
He's
Drake
got all the time.
Will he Drake really die? Age. That's a good episode. Will he ever die?
Will Drake
no,
dies.
If there's one person in humanity now who's going to figure out how to live forever, it's Drake.
Oh, for sure.
It's definitely
Drake. Yeah, he's got that experience
Drake
shower.
And Peter Thiel.
I thought Hugh Hefner was going to pull it out, but no. Drake's kind of going to, he's going to be like the new Hugh Hefner. He's going to have like a grotto and
robes. Well, he does have a grotto, I think.
Yeah.
I bet he definitely has robes.
Yeah, he's got tons of robes.
Yeah.
All of that.
How many robes do you think Drake has? I would say in the dozens.
Really? I don't think that many.
I feel he's got like a lot of robes, but he's got like one that he wears all the time. You know, he's got like the good, like, you know how you have like your, like, you're like sweatpants that you wear.
Fan fiction. Do you think that he has more or less robes than his dad? I would say less.
I would say less.
Yeah.
I would say less.
Now, I want Drake to like do like funny, like facial hair. Like, you know. His father is doing it, in real life.
But again, he did like, that in Anchorman 2. He had the big mutton chops.
Yeah, but for real life, though. Like, change the game.
More life.
More life.
What if he had, like, a Fu Manchu?
I'm with it.
Like,
with
he
it.
Goes on tour with the Fu Manchu.
Be amazing.
That would be legendary.
I like him with a John Waters mustache.
Okay, here's what I really want. I really want him to have, like, to make bets with his friends, and if he lost it, like, actually go on tour with that handlebar mustache.
Well, you know what's so funny? In the last episode, we talked about Drake's fashion and how he's actually not very good at fashion, but he's so huge that it just permeates down to the culture, whatever he does. If he came up with a mustache, like, you would see all these kids, like, instantly getting mustaches.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, you have to grow it. But
you would see, like, little white kids in the suburbs with, like, fake mustaches on. They're, like, 13 years old. And they'd be like, like this.
Is that?
I'm doing a mustache.
Wait, what? Because he doesn't do a lot of late night shows. Like, he might have done like Fallon like a couple times, like for SNL, right?
Yeah, I don't know if he's ever.
But who is he like the type? Like, because, you know, like Colbert's not Fallon's, not Conan's, not Kimmel. Like, who is? Is he more? He's more the Kimmel type, right?
He's definitely more the Kimmel type. Yeah. He's like, he'll like dress up like Neil Young. You
right.
Know? Like, that's
yeah.
That's his vibe.
Well, you don't think that he's more Fallon?
Isn't that wait?
Oh, sorry. I said Kimmel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
He's more Fallon.
Yeah,
he might be. He might be there.
You know what? I would love to see. You're making me think. I think he would crush if you ever see sometimes like if Kimmel or somebody goes on vacation, they'll have a guest host for a week. Like
yeah.
Joan Rivers used to do it for the Tonight.
Totally.
He would crush
that.
He'd be
such a good late night host. Yeah. Rembert brought this up in the episode he was on talking about
episode three.
Yeah, episode three. Yeah. Drake's corniness. The evolution of Drake's corniness. He was saying that he can't wait for Drake's Las Vegas residency.
Oh.
And I feel like that I feel the same way. Like that is something that he would thrive at.
He loves a tuxedo, totally.
Yeah like a nightly performance, being able to do like kind of lounge stuff.
Some
like,
jokes. Oh, totally. Yeah.
I wish Obie O'Brien get like a quick 45-minute thing?
Oh, he would open. He would open. Totally.
Well, this is a great insight as to why Drake is so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think he is funny, though? Like, is
funny
he,
how? How am I,
I don't
how's
know.
He funny?
I don't know.
Like,
is he a clown?
Yeah.
No, really. How is he funny?
I don't know. Like, if we were hanging out, if Drake was on the podcast, which Drake, again, you do have an opportunity to come on.
We basically have to do it by tomorrow.
He
should be on the Will Drake Die episode.
Yeah. That'd be legendary. So, Drake, will you die?
No.
It's a quick podcast. Yeah.
And then he just turns into smoke in the bathroom.
No, that's the Vegas show.
Wow. Oh, man.
Wow.
But I don't know. Like, I think, he would, like, he'd be good at banter.
Yeah. I think he's.
For sure.
I think that he has a good sense of humor. I think that his delivery is usually on the cornier end of things, right?
Right.
But I think that he definitely knows what's funny. So yeah, I think that he, and then like in a low stakes sort of atmosphere where like, you know, he I think that he would be funny and like if we were just hanging out.
Yeah.
And I was forced to laugh at all of his jokes.
Yeah. I would feel obligated probably to laugh at Drake's jokes.
I have this idea now for this like, for like a cartoon or a show or something called like Drake is Everybody. And each episode is just taking, just Drake.
Well, this
taking,
is what we can do season two.
Well, it's just Drake taking over another famous person's life. Like one episode, he's Jimmy Fallon for the entire episode, and we just see him as a host. Then one, he's Marc Maron, and he's like a guy who podcasts out of his house.
Right.
And like, I could see him doing all of them.
I know each one of these things you're saying, I'm like, oh yeah, I could.
Yeah, and then like in one, he's like David Blaine, and he's like just doing street magic. Which, by the way, did you ever see that video? That we haven't talked about that when David Blaine did magic for Drake.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, buddy. Go look that up if you haven't seen that.
Look, I'm just gonna say though that I'm with Drake in believing that is real. Like
what?
That's real
the
magic.
Magic.
That magic. Because another brag, I was backstage at a Vince Staples show once, and David Blaine was there because he's managed by the same guy as Vince, Corey Smith, who's a great guy, and. David Blaine was performing magic for Vince Staples, and I'm not kidding. He had short sleeve shirt on, and he was just holding a deck of cards in his palm, and he just took a single index finger and pushed it down from above, and it just disappeared. It just disappeared. It just vanished, and I was like. Ah! I was super fucked up about it, and I believe in magic now.
Wow. That was after the show?
That was after the show.
Wow.
Which was a great show, too.
Yeah.
Vince Staples is great.
That's what you should DM Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
Be like, I believe in magic, and then see what happens.
Little Lana. Vince is kind of like the next Drake, now that I just
thought
about
this. That's our next
podcast. Got a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Speaking of DMing Lana Del Rey, where can
oh,
listeners
yeah.
find you guys on either Twitter or in real life?
At Eric Sunderman. we are at It's The Real. We have a podcast called A Waste of Time with It's The Real, where rappers come over to our apartment.
Yeah.
And we're doing a bunch of live shows, including November 2nd out there in Los Angeles. Go to itsthereal.com, itsthereal.com.
And if Drake wants to come on the live show, he's welcome.
Then he can DM us.
He can DM you guys. And if Drake, if you don't don't make it on our podcast, you guys do this for longer than just a month at a time. So
yeah,
I mean, invitation,
but he should still come on our podcast.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah, come on.
Let's not forget, guys.
I feel like you guys should record until he comes on.
Ooh, like make like it a like, hunger strike,
right? Yeah, make it like a threat.
Yeah. The real like, the real question is,
our producer's
is
like, yeah,
is this podcast ever gonna die?
We might.
People are gonna be like adding Drake, like these two men are dying. Yeah. Go on their like their brains are melting. Right. You have to go on their podcast.
It's like Make a Wish.
Yeah. Like please go to prom with them. I would like to say, I would like to clarify, there was some noise in the background, and that was because Action Bronson was performing a wedding yes. in the Vice offices in, like, Viking gear.
Yeah, that is, none of that is actually a joke.
Nope.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to go be witnesses.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sign some documents.
Well, this is great. It's surreal. Thank you guys
Thank
for
you
being
guys.
Here, and we'll see you on the next couple episodes. Yeah.
Happy October, guys.
Thank
Wait,
you.
Yeah. As we close out, what are your thoughts on Jim Carrey versus Drake?
Okay.
At the height of Jim Carrey's career.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.